Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast here on CJMQ. This program is brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church Sherbrooke, which gathers Sunday by Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street, Lennoxville. My name is Nigel Parker, and I am the minister of the congregation. So I say welcome to you, whatever your church connection, indeed, whether you have a church connection or not. During remembrance celebrations this week, we've seen many monuments and memorials brought centre stage in our media and in our communities. And this morning we're going to think about the Temple in Jerusalem, a splendid, shining building which was erected as a witness and a testimony to the faith that was in it. Here, though, is our opening psalm, Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the right seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path to life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures for evermore.
Thank you.
Let us pray. And so we come to worship the Lord our God, who is the still centre of our world that often spins out of control and we are left bewildered by those changes. And yet at the same time we give thanks that you are my Lord. The only good I know in this world is found in you alone. You, Lord, are a God worthy of our trust, and we come carrying with us the experiences of this past week to give thanks for the many blessings we've received, to ask for your mercy for the times we've failed to be true to our calling and need to be forgiven, and to ask for your guidance and blessing as we step out into the coming week with all its unexpected challenges and its necessary changes and all of life's usual sameness. You are forever the same. For in Jesus Christ you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in him you've made a promise sure and steadfast that all who believe and trust in you will never find themselves outside of your love. My heart is glad. My soul is full of joy. My body is at rest. And so we rejoice and are glad. Lord, too often we settle for the way that things are. We embrace what is comfortable and disengage from the work of necessary change. We fail to hope for a new day and a new world because our present reality seems good enough. Forgive us. Have mercy on us. Fill us with the passion to live and work towards a world made just and equitable and new. The Gospel says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, take heart, your sins are forgiven. Let us thank the Lord for this grace in which we stand. Lord, open to us your word and your way. Clear our minds of daily distractions. Fill our hearts with humility. We need to hear and receive the message you intend for us today. Amen. Stirling Castle was the key to the Kingdom of Scotland, dominating a vast volcanic rock above the River Forth at the meeting point between the highlands of Scotland and the lowlands. It used to be said that whoever controls Stirling controls Scotland. During the Wars of Independence, that's the time of William Wallace and Braveheart, that kind of era, which were civil wars among the Scots as well as a struggle between Scotland and England, the castle changed hands 8 times in 50 years, and it's no accident that famous battles like Stirling Bridge and Bannockburn took place within sight of its walls. In times of peace, Scottish royalty came to Stirling to enjoy its comforts, the superb hunting, and to hold court. It was the centre of government. It was also an army barracks up until recently, but when the last of the soldiers marched away, it has seen major projects to return the main buildings to their original magnificence. And when they rebuilt the Great Hall, they used paint in the original colour, and it was a bright autumn gold colour, and it made the castle stand out on the volcanic rock. You would look at it and think, nothing's going to shift that. Hold that thought while we move on to our next musical item, and then our reading. Thank you. Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, at verse 8. And then, as Jesus went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled?" And Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows." Amen. Just as Stirling Castle dominates the landscape around it, so also the temple in Jerusalem at the time of Jesus really caught the eye. This is what one historian called Josephus wrote about it. "The exterior of the building lacked nothing that could astonish either the soul or the eyes, for the exterior, being covered on every side with massive plates of gold, the sun had no sooner risen than it radiated so fiery a flash that those straining to look at it were forced to avert their eyes as from the solar rays. To approaching strangers, it appeared from a distance like a snow-clad mountain, the reason being that whatever was not overlain with gold was purest white." Josephus went on to record that another rabbi said, "He who has not seen Jerusalem in her splendor has never in his life seen a desirable city. He who has not seen the temple in its full construction has never in his life seen a glorious building." Imagine, therefore, how shocked the disciples of Jesus would be when their Lord says, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." No wonder the disciples turn round and say to themselves, "That sounds like the end of the world." What does the end of the world look like for you? We can think of global climate change and the almost apocalyptic warnings about the future of our planet. We see communities around the coasts of the continents and in the north and in the deep south, in the frozen wastes, whose way of life is being destroyed. It feels like the end of the world. Or we can think of 9/11 and how the world seems to come to an end as a blow was dealt to the financial institutions and the ways in which the world was changed forever. And then there's a way that the world comes to an end for each of us in so many ways. When life simply moves on and things are not the way that they were. We grow up, we change jobs, we make and break relationships. We're overtaken by catastrophe and disaster, and the world comes to an end. And ultimately it comes to an end in death itself. The psalmist with whose words we began with knew about the ending of the world. If not the whole world, then his world, that particular corner of it. What then are we to do? Well, if we had read on further in this chapter from Mark's Gospel, we have heard that Jesus' basic instruction is, be alert, be on your watch. The conclusion is not that you should get caught up in trying to interpret every sign as if it's an apocalyptic pointer to the end. Instead, in the words of the letter to the Hebrew Christians, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the final day approaching. That's it. That's all. Hold fast to the faith and hope that you found in Jesus. Stir one another up to greater and greater love and more ways to put it into action. Gather often as a congregation. Support and encourage one another. The more the world plunges into chaos and violence, the more we'll need one another. The coming life of God is not deterred by the signs of death all around, for there's no death or destruction that can destroy God's power to bring forth new life and new hope. Let's hold fast to the confession of hope that we confess. Be alert, be on your watch. And if this is a day when you're sitting there thinking, shall I go to church today? Oh, I'm so worried about things. Well, let that be your pointer and your call to find your way to worship, perhaps with the people you've known and you've missed for such a while. Our next musical item.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. In his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
We turn to prayer again. Our loving God, the stress and strain of these days can weigh heavy. We've moved through the fall, the days have grown shorter, the clocks have changed, and we're more in need of the hope that you provide. As we look at the night sky, dazzling with its stars and its moon and the sun by day, remind us that this universe tells us of your faithfulness, that you have a purpose at work in the changing of the seasons and the passing of the times. And so in the great transformations of the ages that we see in our time, be with us in the small struggles as well as the great. Transform us that we may transform our world. We thank you, our Creator, that you are our refuge, our comfort and our strength in times of disaster, crisis and chaos, when the world seems to be ending. Surround those who are suffering with your grace and peace. May those devastated by fires and storms or floods find the strength they need to rebuild. And may neighbours turn to help neighbours in need. May we each be each other's hope and help. Loving God, in Jesus, you showed yourself to be a God of justice. In a way that is astonishing to us, you put us right with yourself, because Jesus in himself took on all that we deserved, and in return gave us free gift of your grace. By the power of your Holy Spirit, make us advocates for your justice and instruments of your peace. Help us to seek reconciliation by living out a life of community inspired by Christ. Empower us to work for that which is good and right, proper and true. We bring to you our own prayers for the churches that we know, the ones we agree with, and the ones we disagree with. Help us bear witness to Christ, to make known the gospel, and help us to wait for the end of the world, not in fear and trembling and behind closed doors, but eager and anxious to share the good news of Jesus. As a people of faith, we lift these prayers to you, trusting you to hear us and receive us, as we say together the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Jesus shall reign wherever the sun does rise.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.